The Cooper Shop at Old Sturbridge Village was originally built by farmer and cooper James Nash in Waldoboro, Maine. A cooper is a person who made wooden barrels, buckets, and tubs. This room is filled with those barrels, buckets, and tubs, as well as the cooper's tools and wood supply. In the early 19th century, round wooden containers had to be made well and in substantial quantities by skilled coopers. Barrels were the best way to store and transport liquids or even solid goods in bulk, since they were strong, light, and could be rolled, unlike boxes. Coopers in the countryside combined their trade with farming, primarily producing containers for customers living nearby. 19th century farmer coopers worked their trade on a seasonal cycle. In the winter, wood for stave stock was cut and hauled, split by hand, and stacked by the shop to dry. Staves are the narrow boards that make up the sides of casks and pails. From late March until June, coopers combined farm work with making and repairing dairy containers that had shrunk or been damaged over the winter. During the summer months, they were preoccupied with work in the fields, especially haying. But from September until the end of the year, harvesting kept coopers busy making barrels to store and transport grain, apples, and potatoes, meal and flour, freshly pressed cider, and salted meat. Like all woodworkers, coopers chose their wood deliberately. White oak was the preferred wood for wet containers like cider barrels and for tight dry ones such as meat barrels and butter firkins. More porous red oak and ash were used for slack barrels that stored apples, grain, and flour. Lightweight and mild-tasting white pine and cedar were chosen for household and dairy containers. Regardless of species, it all had to be clear of knots and well-seasoned.